The General Services Administration is helping with some of the legwork in preparation for a civilian version of the Base Realignment and Closure, or BRAC, process. Kathleen Turco is the Associate Administrator of Government-Wide Policy at GSA. She tells Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about GSA's role in the government-wide effort to get rid of excess federal property.
Within the administration, Danny Werfel has established the Real Property Advisory Board, and that consists of OMB and several CFOs and real property executives. And I act in an advisory capacity because I oversee the federal real property profile, so we're providing information and data. And we are working to identify the issues and problems that we have in disposing of excess property or the analysis around the underutilized property. So we hope that our work will be advisory in capacity to the proposed BRAC-like organization that's in the 2012 budget.
Because that was actually my next question, is how do you guys work together? We're talking about two different pieces, because the BRAC-like council needs to be done through legislation, but you guys can create kind of this internal agency council anytime you want.
Yes, it's an internal working group headed by Danny Werfel, the OMB controller.
Obviously, there's a big push from your officer on greening, not just new buildings, but the existing ones. Give us a sense of where you're at with that. There's also the vehicles piece to the greening of government. Obviously, it's a big focus for GSA sustainability more generally.
Well, I think in terms of sustainability and federal buildings, PBS has been leading that effort. So a substantial amount of work has been done. The Office of High Performance Green Buildings is now going to put those policies and standards in place government-wide. And in terms of our effort, it's around what research is out there and what can we do in terms of taking that research and making it practical application to everyday operations or construction or renovation work. So there's a lot to be done. We're looking through all of our requirements under IESA and how far we've come. But honestly, there's more to be done.
One of the big issues around green buildings is obviously the cost-benefit analysis. You have a new tool out that helps make some of those decisions. Are there other things coming around helping to make decisions, a cost-benefit analysis type of tools or guidance or anything in that area?
All of that's in discussion. I don't have any particulars at this point. I think the challenge we have, how do we make the business case for government? How do we substantiate the investment that it will take and what we think will be the business results and in terms of reduced operating costs, having better, greener space? We think that there is a business case to be made, and GSA wants to be in the forefront of making it.
Kathleen, one of the things you talked about was your relationship with OMB. OGP, Office of Government-Wide Policy, had a long-standing relationship with OMB. A lot of work around eGov, but a lot of work around several other areas, too. One of the big focuses you're going to work on with OMB is around data management, standards. Give me a sense of where you're at with that, where you're heading.
Well, we're actually in the infancy of that. We are in the proposal stage with OMB. We think that we could offer them a strategy and a way forward to look at data elements, data standards, and how to work. Now, my expertise or background is in financial management, learning a lot around data standards and what we needed there. But we're also looking at it in relationship to the reporting that comes out of the integrated acquisition environment and the FFADA reporting. So how can we set out data standards that make sense across government?
That's Kathleen Turco. She's the Associate Administrator of Government-Wide Policy at the General Services Administration, talking to Federal News Radio's Jason Miller about the effort to get a civilian BRAC teed up for the Office of Management and Budget. You can hear the whole conversation at federalnewsradio.com anytime you want.